Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. This week, it's all about peaches. I love peaches so much, especially during the summer. There's nothing like a nice, juicy peach to beat the heat. Let's get started. My very first recipe for you today is a really cool recipe. It's a classic, but it's very fun and easy to make, and I always get my kids involved when I love to make peaches and cream. Now, the way I do it, it's not just the simple way. We do it the untamed way, so we put a little bit of a twist on it. Let's get started. The very first thing you need to do is, how many people are you going to make this recipe for? If you got four people, you're going to need four peaches. If you got five people, five, and you get the picture from there. So I always put to taste, which means this variation could change depending on how many people we're cooking for. A farmer's market peaches. Make sure you rinse them because, you know, peaches are supposed to be rinsed. There's some peaches that you don't have to rinse. I always recommend rinsing just because, you know what, with all the bugs and all the bacteria around, it's always better to be safe than sorry. What we're going to do is we're going to put 1 cup of heavy cream in a small sauce pot, 1 vanilla bean that we're going to split completely in half, and we're going to put 1/3 cup of white sugar. Now, if you like this a little bit sweeter, you can go ahead and you can add, you know, more sugar as you go on. But just remember, we don't want to conflict the actual recipe. And then we're going to get that all nice and boiled up together, or let me say simmered up together. We're going to be whisking while we're doing this because we don't want to have an overflow. And then we're going to take 4 eggs, yolks, only the yolks, 1 at a time. We're going to drop them into a mixture of this beautiful anglaise that we're making. And the way we're going to do that is it's a tempering process. If you've ever tempered before, you incorporate slowly something cold into something hot. And it's very important that you do it, and you do it fast while you do it. If you don't do it the right way, it'll curdle. So I like to just put 1 egg yolk into my mixture, and I'm whipping really, really fast. And I like to do that over a bain-marie, which is a double boiler. So I like to put a bowl on top of just the steam when I do this, just to make sure we don't get a lot of curdling. I run it through a sieve, and I let this sit in the refrigerator for approximately 2 hours. I want this to be cold because this is a nice, cool dessert, nice little treat for the kids. It's completely healthy. There's not a lot of sugar in it, and it's eggs. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Give us a like on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, and watch my cooking show on www.foodietv.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.